there's no more deniers. We're past the denial stage. American Society of Civil Engineers, again, thankfully a supporter of our effort, has made it clear, okay? But we do have to engage the public, don't we? We do have to get America. Maybe we don't have to march on the mall, but we do have to educate and involve Americans in this issue to move forward.
Well, one of the great ironies of the issue of infrastructure and public involvement is that infrastructure directly affects the public and impacts the public more than many other issues in Washington, D.C. or in our state capitals. Most Americans have at one point or another sat in traffic, or if you're from Long Island, it's not one point or other, it's almost between every point you sit in traffic. That's costing our economy $115 billion a year in lost productivity. Many Americans have sat on an airplane, hearing that they're fifth or sixth or tenth for takeoff because of air traffic delays. Many Americans have lost their job. We've got 12 million people who are unemployed in America. We've got 153,000 bridges that are falling apart. In the past, what we would have done, is taken those people who are unemployed and train them to help rebuild bridges or design bridges. And so infrastructure touches so many Americans. If you have a job, you're losing productivity because of bad infrastructure. If you don't have a job, there's an opportunity to get a job working on infrastructure. And yet the topic has for too long been largely ignored. And that's because we have not framed it as a daily event, a daily impact on people's lives. And we've got to do a better job doing that, which is why I'm so thrilled with your group and this website. Infrastructure has always been a critical economic tool to reignite the economy, and that's missing now. These challenges are probably greater and graver than most other economic challenges that we have faced, and the only thing that's missing is the kind of response we've had in the past. And it's particularly serious when you compare what we're doing to what our global competitors are doing. China will invest $200 billion in high-speed rail. Spain will invest $150 billion in high-speed rail. And we just concluded a raging debate over a fraction of that, $8 billion, in the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act for high-speed rail. Most of that money went to the state of Florida, and their governor just said, no, don't want it. It's a boondoggle, and gave it back. And so you cannot move forward in any global economy based on missteps, backsteps, and half steps. And that is, unfortunately, those are the steps we're taking right now with respect to infrastructure.
Are we in the right direction, or in fact, are we backsliding?
I think that we, unfortunately, we take a step forward on infrastructure, and then for a variety of reasons, end up taking four or five steps behind. And I'll give you an example. The administration has done a very good job in suggesting that we make investments in infrastructure. And yet, last week, the Republicans in Congress offered a continuing resolution that essentially dismantles our infrastructure, zeroes out funding for high-speed rail, slashes funding for water quality, clean drinking water. Now, you cannot make the argument that we can rebuild America, but not make the right investments. And so we have a compromise that we're suggesting, because we don't have unlimited funds, and we understand we've got to tighten our belts, but we think that the tightening should be fair. So we've suggested that we emphasize public-private partnerships on infrastructure, that we create a National Infrastructure Development Corporation, if you can't create a National Infrastructure Development Corporation, and I'm skeptical that the same Republicans who voted to slash infrastructure investments will be okay building a public-private corporation, that we investigate state infrastructure development banks. California has one. A fairly small capital outlay resulted in over $33 billion in infrastructure improvements in California. And so I'm hopeful that this conference and our allied groups will develop a proposal for a New York State Infrastructure Development Bank, which is something that is sorely needed by our state economy. We'll rebuild bridges like the Tappan Zee and others and put New Yorkers back to work.
There is a worry, isn't there, that we don't just shovel ready was the number one attribute in deciding where to make investments, as opposed to the long-term value or the impact?
Well, infrastructure is not just a jobs program. It is much broader, much deeper, and much more strategic than that. There's a reason why China has invested $200 billion in high-speed rail. There's a reason why India is doubling its port capacity. There's a reason why Israel is trying to make obsolete the internal combustion engine and put gas stations out of business and replace them with battery swap-out and battery recharging stations. The reason for those things, it is a matter not just of job security, but of national security. It is a matter of long-term economic security. Every homeowner should understand this. When you own a home, you want to protect your investment. Well, we own a country, and we should protect that investment, which means improving the quality of our assets over the long term. And that creates jobs, which is a pretty good byproduct of asset protection.